is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
I'm so grateful, so thankful to be with you again on this third Tuesday and sitting in as guest host for Sister BJ. I'm Reverend June Addison, and I am so grateful for the opportunity she has afforded me to be with you every third Tuesday at this time and to just walk through the Word. And we have another awesome lesson today that it's familiar to us, and we're going to see what the Lord have to say to us today. I pray that you and your household is well. I pray you're experiencing the goodness of God this morning, and the fact that if you're hearing me, that is one blessing already. For we woke up this morning, the Bible said, with new mercies. So we have the mercies of God that will follow us throughout the day today. I pray you have your Bibles and your pad, and we will look at a very familiar passage in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. This is a familiar passage. It's known as the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus is teaching the multitude as well as his disciples about various lessons. He's giving parables from chapter 5 through chapter 7. Jesus is teaching the multitude. And we find in chapter 6, as part of the Sermon on the Mount, and we know that in chapter 5, he talks about we have the Beatitudes, and then we flow also into chapter 6, where Jesus gives a warning to the multitude, to his disciples, about two types of treasures. So he says, there in chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust do it corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do it corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And that is so familiar to us. And I just want to take a minute to say that Jesus, he gives us a choice in this passage. And we have a choice between two treasures, earthly and heavenly. How awesome is that? So Jesus taught, he made a distinct contrast between earthly and heavenly treasures. And the choice is quite easy when we think about it. The choice is quite easy because he makes such a stark distinction between earthly and heavenly treasures. Now, earthly treasures refer to material things. We are aware of that. We know that this is what Jesus was talking about. It's earthly material things, possessions and assets that we accumulate during this life, our life here on earth. And perhaps the greatest challenge we face here in the earth is being very careful not to put earthly treasures before our heavenly treasures. And in this day in society, it is so easy. It is just, oh my goodness, a materialistic world. I think there was a secular song that talked about materialistic world. You know, and so often, and I think this is something that is creeping into the body of Christ, is materialism. That we have somehow twisted the thought that if we have stuff, we're blessed. If we have things, you know, God is favoring us, or if we have just material blessings, that we are being favored by God, that we're successful. Now, I have to point out, we know God does not want us. He want our earthly needs to be met. But he is talking to this multitude, to this crowd, to us today. It's not be covetous, not to put earthly stuff above heavenly things. Jesus didn't say we couldn't have house or car or monies or have a good, as we say, quote unquote, a good, comfortable life. But Jesus was talking about, do not focus on accumulating things without setting your heart on him. But he's saying, set your heart and pursue heavenly things. Don't lose focus to get so caught up with getting things, with achieving things here on earth, that we forget about heavenly things. So, you know, God desires our devotion. He desires our devotion. And he knows we will have the temptations to want to hang on to our stuff. Do you know, brothers and sisters, that much of the crime, much of some killings are associated with things? How some young people, it's still going on today, they will kill for tennis shoes, they will kill for, hijack a person for a car. Having that earthly mindset of doing whatever. Do you know, now we're not just going to talk about carjacking and tennis shoes, but how about, as they call it, blue collar crime? There's a whole program called American Greed, and it talks about how these people have deceived even one show, even the son deceived the mother and took out mortgage on her house, and the money he received from that, he was living a lavish lifestyle. His own mother. So in this world, materialism and materialistic attitudes and mindsets is somehow not just getting more broad in the world, but it's creeping into the church. And God, he does want us to have earthly needs met. But Jesus is concerned about our priorities, and he warns this crowd and his disciple, as he does us today, don't focus on earthly stuff, but think about your soul. Prioritize those things which is beneficial, which is eternal, which is our soul. we know the saying that there's no hearse carrying stuff to the cemetery. We've heard that. We also have heard only what you do for God will last. Well, guess what? There, you take nothing. Job told us well. He came into this world naked, and naked will he leave. In other words, you will not take anything of this world that you've amassed, whether small or great. You will take nothing beyond the grave with you other than your soul. You know, in Revelations 14 and 13, Revelation tells us that John said, "Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them." What's going to follow you beyond the grave is what you have done for Christ in the earth. What's going to follow you beyond the grave into eternity is what you have done, hallelujah, Jesus, is what you have done for God in the earth. You know, inventory your life. What have you done for God? What have you, you know, done to serve others? What have you done to secure that your soul, that your works that you've done here on earth will follow you before God? Oh, my brothers and sisters, don't lose sight of what is priority in our life, what Jesus is pointing us to today. So that while we're here on earth, we must, you know, we do, as I said earlier, seek our needs being met. But we must not be caught up with earthly stuff, but prioritize those things that secure our eternal, our soul resting in eternity. And that what we've done here on earth, the things we've done here on earth, the service we've rendered, the love we've given, you know, that is what's going to follow us into eternity. You know, for Christians and non-Christians alike, earthly treasures are temporary and they will fade away. Guess what? That closet of clothes that you have, some of it we still can wear, some of it we can't. The style that when we bought it, it's gone. It's another style now. There's other things, you know, to replace it. So our earthly possessions, Jesus was saying that don't store up earthly treasures where moth, rust, thieves can break in and steal. These things are temporary, and God wants us to have and enjoy a life on earth, but he does not want us to hang on to these things, to be so attached to them that we don't focus on our heavenly soul. You know, in Genesis 1 and 28, what the Lord pointed out, he said, God would not have said Genesis 1 and 28 if he did not want us to have a godly earthly life. Genesis 1 and 28 said, God blessed them, talking about Adam and Eve. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves where? On earth. So God, he wanted us to enjoy creation. He wanted us to enjoy what he had given us to have dominion over. But dominion does not mean that it overwhelms and overtake your life, that you don't focus on the creator, but that you focus more on the creation rather than the creator. And even Jesus said in John 15 and 8, he said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, and so shall you be my disciple. So heavenly treasures are eternal, while earthly treasures are temporary. And God, whereas God want us to have dominion and he want us to rule well, God wants us to have dominion over creation, but he does not want creation to destroy us. In other words, you know, just getting things and amassing things and not considering our soul. Today we see so many fads, so many people of the body of Christ going after material things. And again, whereas that may be God, you know, that's God blessing and God providing. But everything that we amass, we ought to thank God for and acknowledge that he is the source of all that we get in this life. He is the blesser. And not only that, my brothers and sisters, he not only bless us, but he blesses us that we may be a blessing to somebody else. How many dresses can you wear? How many suits, men, shirts, shoes, even purses and various things that we could share with somebody else? Now, I'm hoping that somebody is getting motivated to kind of clean out your closet right about now. Those things that you know you're not going to be able to get into or wear or that it'll, you know, it's just in your closet and it's been there for a number of years. Who can benefit from that? Who can you bless? Your pantry is full. You know, sometimes there are things in the pantry, they have been in there so long, the expiration date is on the box or the carton, you know, because we haven't used it. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we as the body of Christ, we are blessed to be a blessing. And that is awesome. How awesome is it that God has so blessed us that we can bless others? Even our bodies are changing and declining. You know, every day we understand that our body, this tent, Paul said, it's declining, it's decaying. And something that Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 50, he talks about corruptible flesh. Now, Paul is saying that the flesh that we have, as much as we like to dress it up and buy perfume, expensive perfume to put on and hairdos and makeup and all that, and again, all that we may find needful, but not to the point that we think we can take it to glory. We can't take this corruptible flesh to glory. Paul says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither do corrupt inherit incorruptible. Oh, my brothers and sisters, yes, we can have a good life, comfortable life here on earth. But it's life, a life that must be eternal. Now, there are two eternities. There's heaven, there's hell. And we have a choice of which eternity, where are we going to spend eternity? And Jesus was teaching this about material treasures that will pass away, that you cannot take this stuff to glory. Because many times before the funeral, family is already fighting over stuff. Many times after the funeral and leaving the gravesite, there's a fight over stuff. So in this life, we must not focus on and put so much energy and effort into earthly treasures that we forget about, or we neglect, or we ignore our eternal salvation, our eternal soul. Where will our soul spend eternity? And what have we done on earth to secure that heavenly home? You can receive eternal life at the moment you are saved. Heavenly, eternal life. Not when you get to heaven, but here on earth, we can receive eternal life when we accept Jesus Christ into our lives as Savior and Lord. When we say yes to Jesus and believe he's the Son of God, confess him with our mouth, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that he did go to Calvary, he did live, he did go to Calvary, he did suffer, he did die and was buried. In 3 days, he rose again. He was resurrected by God the Father. I want to just share with you 3 things how we can have heavenly treasures. The Bible says when we believe Jesus Christ and receive him as our Lord and Savior, we can have eternal life. And we can begin while we're here on earth. As the old church would say, while the blood runs warm in your vein, you can live a life that has eternal, heavenly, eternal value. You can begin to store up treasures in heaven. One of the things Jesus talks about in this passage, he said, no one can serve two masters. So that's the first thing we must understand in storing up heavenly treasures. You cannot serve mammon and God. Either you will love the one and hate the other, or you will hate the one and love the other. But in storing up heavenly treasures, we only have one master, and that is God the Father. So after Jesus spoke to them about earthly and heavenly treasures, he told them, our hearts will be mastered by one or the other, earthliness or heavenly. But you cannot do both. Yes, we have a good life, a comfortable life, but it's not your master. Your things, your stuff is not your master. Where your treasure is, your heart will be. And not only we must serve one master, but Jesus says, have a heart for God, for the things of the kingdom of God. In Mark 12, 30 and 31, it says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, all thy strength. This is the first commandment. So love for God, having a heart for God, truly and earnestly, we build those treasures in heaven when we have a heart for God, when we have attentive to God, worship, prayer, giving, serving. And then a third thing for how we can store up heavenly treasures is to set our affection, our life on Christ Jesus. Colossians 3 and 2 says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in God. So when we set ourselves, our affection, when we set our love, when we set our single mindedness to serve God alone and not try to serve the world and serve God too, not try to hang on to our earthly stuff and neglect our relationship with Jesus, we will set our affection, our heart on things above where Jesus is. For if you are a believer, if you are a Christian, if you are saved, you will set your affection on things where Jesus is, above. My brothers and my sisters, Jesus taught this passage of two treasures. two treasures. And he said, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth, rust corrupt, where thieves can steal. And, you know, we have this saying, this thought, you know, thieves used to break in at night. But nowadays, they're so bold, they're breaking in anytime during the day, at night, whenever. So thieves can come in and steal some of your most prized possessions. And do you not know, there was a story recently of a gentleman that was scammed. And it was a telephone thing. You know, we're familiar and have heard these things about scam. And they scammed this poor man out of all of what he had money-wise. I mean, took everything that this man had. And I'm telling you, that man committed suicide. My brothers and my sisters, I don't know what the full thinking of this gentleman was, but truly, even at him losing all of his financial gain, all that he had retired and worked for, was not more precious to God than that man's life, than that man coming to him and realizing that, God, you are my source, even though I've lost all of my earthly finances, you are still my source, and you can restore me. We cannot, and especially allow materialism to creep in the church without being checked at the door. We cannot allow evaluating our success or being blessed according to our material gain. Are you rich in worship? Are you rich in prayer? Are you rich in service? Is your service unto the Lord, your giving unto the Lord, that is storing up heavenly things? You know, the old church used to sing this song, I'm sending up timber every day. Oh, my goodness. We have a musician in the studio today. I'm going to ask him, does he remember how to play that song? Oh, my God. They would sing, I'm sending up timber every day. I didn't understand it then, but I totally understand it now. Every day we are to send up to God timber. That timber had to be prayer. That timber had to, oh my Jesus, hallelujah, God. That timber had to be worship. That timber had to be coming before God and laying before him all that we're going through, all that's taking place on this earth. Oh my goodness. It's my brothers and sisters. Jesus warned us, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on this earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. I pray that you were blessed today by the word. I thank Sister Barbara, Sister BJ for the opportunity to come on every third Tuesday at this hour and bless the people of God with the word of God. And I do pray you were blessed by it. But today, start today. You know, we've accumulated so many things. We don't use half the stuff we have in the house. And so many times some people will purchase a storage building so they can have more stuff to store. Today, see who you can bless. Ask God who you can bless. I pray that you will continue your walk with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you so much for the opportunity to bring the word of God to you today. God bless you.
This is BJ,